Not good to be more popular than your king. How dare he be more popular than King Saul, right? The rise of popularity for David began to make King Saul very jealous. And one day David was playing the harp for King Saul. King Saul stood up and threw a spear at him. Well, you know, luckily David is really fast because of what he did out there with the sheep, you know, ducking under those lion's paws and bears and everything. And the spear missed him, right? He was quick and he jumped out of the way, but the relationship was extremely bumpy. After that, David eventually went on the run, doing his best to avoid the king at all costs. The king wasn't happy at all that David was more popular than he was, and David was the new anointed heir to take over the throne upon Saul's death. So Saul pursues him for 10 years. David was on the run. Think about that. 10 years David hid in caves from King Saul and his soldiers. David ate wild animals trying to hide from the king. He had just enough people on his side that he was able to stay one or two steps ahead of King Saul. You don't have to look very far in his writings. In the book of Psalms, we find hundreds of David's songs, words that he wrote from his heart that expressed how he felt. We're just going to read a few of those from the Message version of the Bible if you want to write these down and look at them when you get home. Psalm 6:6-7 says, I'm tired of this, Lord, so tired. My bed has been floating 40 days and nights on the flood of my tears. My mattress is soaked, soggy with tears. The sockets of my eyes are black holes. Nearly blind, I squint and grope. I'm sure if you're over 20 years old, there have been a day, has been a day or two, that you felt like that. Definitely doesn't sound like a man that's on the top of his game, does it? Psalm 25:16 says, look at me and help me. I'm all alone and in big trouble. Psalm 35, when they were sick, I dressed in black. Instead of eating, I prayed, David said. My prayers were like lead in my gut. I'd lost my friend. It's like I'd lost my best friend, my brother. I paced, distraught as a motherless child, hunched and heavy-hearted. But when I was down, David says, when I was down, they threw a party, and the nameless riffraff of the town came chanting insults about me. Like barbarians desecrating a shrine, they destroyed my reputation. God, how long are you going to stand there doing nothing? How many times have we asked that question? God, how many times are you going to stand there and do nothing? Save me from their brutalities, David said. Everything I've got is being thrown to the lions. Psalm 102, I am sleepless and lie awake like a bereaved sparrow alone on the housetop. You see, even with all of David's popularity that he gained throughout his life, he still felt very alone. Many times David even felt like God wasn't helping him at his biggest time of need. Aren't we that same way? Aren't there times in our life when we think it's the biggest, the most deepest, the hardest time of our life, and we're going, where is God in this?